Well, it's time to catch up with our favourite nutritionalist, Yay! Dr. Dom Kondo.
Yay.
It doesn't sound great when I say our favourite nutritionist.
Well, I think is she our only nutritionist?
Yes, yeah,
so
didn't want to go there.
It's not really a competition.
How are you, Don?
Good talking to you, Don.
Well, how are you guys? You too.
We are great. Now, before we get into nutrition and a really good topic we're talking about tonight, how are things at Tigerland?
Yeah, good. Good after the weekend.
Yeah.
So it was successful. Did you guys watch the footy? How's about Thursday night, hey? With that, or Friday night, I should say, with that goal that happened.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She's talking about Buddy's 1,000th goal.
Oh, did we play that? Did we even play that night?
Oh, wow. Look, first things first, just start asking about Richmond, then you forget about that. Hang on, let's start this again. Our nutritionalist, Dr. Dom Kondo, is on the line. Now, Dom, we're talking today from Deakin University and Richmond Football Club. We're talking today about people who are going, you know what, I'm trying really hard to do this, that. I'm on a diet, I'm doing some training, and I don't seem to be losing weight, particularly if you're female.
Yeah.
Why is this so, Dom?
Well, I get this question all the time, and it actually is a thing where people do really feel like they are absolutely killing themselves, going to the gym or exercising, eating lettuce, you know, most days, and just don't see weight shift. So it is really, really common. I guess there are so many elements to what could be happening, but the biggest thing is that we have to make sure of is that there's actually not under eating. Is that it slows down the metabolism. I'm sure, you know, we can all say that we've probably done dieting in the past, maybe a bit of, you know, tried different diets. If that's your body's just going to slow down pretty quickly, and you'll just find that the weight won't budge.
Now, Dom, this is a thing that people say, oh, you know, if you don't eat enough, your metabolism slows down, and they call it starvation mode. But apparently a lot of people say this isn't true, but it is true, is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to vary for everyone and depending on the situation, but it's definitely true where we just know that the metabolism ends up slowing down, especially over time when you've been on different calorie restrictions. And so when that happens, it remembers that pretty quickly and it gets pretty stubborn. So the under-eating is definitely an issue. So we have to make sure we're actually eating for our energy requirements as well.
So can you kick-start your metabolism?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So food cannot increase metabolism. So that's the thing that a lot of people think that it can, but it can't increase metabolism, but it can maintain metabolism, right? And then if you don't eat enough, it can eventually slow it down. But the thing that increases metabolism is exercise. So you do have to make sure that you are being physically active. And as we get older, it's the resistance exercise that's really, really important to help speed up that metabolism. So you can speed it up with exercise and then maintain it with food. And then it's the timing of food as well as the energy, but the timing is what so many people get wrong. So they'll say like, oh, I don't eat anything all day and, you know, I eat one meal a day and I'm putting on weight or I can't lose weight. And the thing is, you know, we've spoken about fasting before. So if you're fasting and doing it in a really structured way that's actually backed up by the science behind it, it may be beneficial. But what people do is they randomly fast and then wonder why they're not losing weight because they're not actually eating that much. But again, the metabolism is just so out of whack and the body doesn't actually know.
Dom, hold that
exactly
thought.
Right.
We'll talk about the right foods to eat to keep our metabolism up and our weight down after this short break. Stick around. We'll be back with you in a sec. It is our nutritionalist, Dr. Dom Kondo, here on The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9.